You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Hello there, and you're very welcome to You're Grounded with myself, Emma Doran, and my fantastic co-host,
Ella Doran.
Well, Ella, here we are.
Yes. 1 week later, as per usual.
Well,
and
do
we
you?
We always record the podcast 1 week later from the first day we record it.
Well, do you want to tell the story or will I tell the story?
You can tell the story.
So, originally we were going to record on Monday night.
Yes.
You text me, somebody in work was leaving. You're going to go out on the tear.
I did it very nicely. At 2 o'clock, I was like, hey, is it okay if I maybe go for goodbye drinks for one of the lads?
Yeah.
If not, it's grand.
And I very nicely text back and said, yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. So then we said that we'd record it this morning. Today's Tuesday.
Yes.
And we did it this afternoon-ish. Mm-hmm. And then our producer, Shane, came home. And he listened to it, and there was a lot of tappa-tappa on the microphone on your side.
The dogs were also barking. It wasn't just me.
Yes, but there was...
There is a little sticker on my mic that says, don't touch the mic, Ella. But yes, the dogs were also barking.
Well, do you know what I think it is? I think what happens in these situations is when you're kind of desperately trying to pretend that you're not seeing somebody, that you become quite agitated when somebody's questioning you and you start tapping the mic. I think it's like a lie detector test for you.
You think me tapping the mic is a lie detector test? I'm just a fidgety gal. I'm just a fidgety gal.
Anyway, we're here. We're dedicated.
I have to talk to you for what, like 2 hours today?
I know, Shane's more particular than me. He was like, I'm fucking listening to her. But he was right, it was too annoying to listen to.
Emma would have subjected you to that. Like, she would have been like, you're a fucker.
But that's my motto, that's my life motto.
They could listen to it a little bit quiet and just hear Ella tap tapping away.
I don't know, yeah, fucking, what is it? What are those signals called?
Morse code.
Yeah.
Maybe that's probably what I was trying to do.
I was going to start tapping on my laptop, but I didn't want to set you off in your taps.
That's probably what I was doing as well. I was trying to like send Morse code, being like, help me.
To your secret boyfriend.
I was trying to send Morse code, being like, help me. Save me. Please.
Anyway, look, it's fine. We're still friends. It's absolutely
it's
grand.
I just get to spend more time with you, Emma. It's great.
So... do you want to tell me about your week? Will I tell you about my week? What would you like to hear?
I'd like to hear about your week first.
Would you?
Emma. Yes. What have you been up to?
So, right, today's Tuesday, so I'm going to go like last week. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's all right.
I had a gig on Wednesday. Well, I was at home with your brothers. Yes, I was at home with your brothers. I had a gig on Wednesday, bonding. I just didn't put them in camps, but they're not into sport, you know what I mean? So
you didn't put them in camp because you wanted to bond with them, you wanted to have a fun Easter full of crafts and day trips,
and
family bonding,
and Switch and tablet and stuff. So I had a gig on Wednesday in the Cellar, which is, it's called the Cellar, and it's not a cellar, and it's in the International Bar,
but it's called the Cellar.
I had a gig in Cork on Saturday. Yes, that's Cork. Right. I went down to Cork. I went down to Coco Comedy Club and Cornelius MC's Coco Comedy Club, and it's in Cork. So
a lot of C's,
yeah. And I don't think I told you because I haven't really seen you because you were working and then you're out gallivanting with your friends, partying. The girl in the audience, she came in with her boyfriend and a friend, and she's about 50 minutes late. And I clocked it straight away, but not everyone did. She had a chihuahua with her. And then when the MC got back on stage and he saw her, he was like, what type of dog is it? And she said, oh, it's a miniature Chihuahua. And he was like, how much smaller is a miniature Chihuahua than an actual Chihuahua? Which is a fair question.
Very fair, yeah.
And the Chihuahua, he asked the Chihuahua's name, obviously.
What was the Chihuahua's name?
Chihuahua's name was Snowflake.
Snowflake.
Yeah. So everyone was kind of loving Snowflake. And in fairness, he wasn't making any noise. Mm.
Well, I wasn't enjoying the show.
I was just going to say good or bad noise, in fairness.
No laughs from Snowflake.
Ah, no, I think I saw him smile and I was down the back waiting to go on. So I got on stage and I said something. Yes, I said, I'm not married. And the bitch said,
Snowflake.
No, Snowflake's... Snowflake's owner.
Okay.
I don't know if Snowflake was wearing clothes, but his owner was wearing clothes.
I'd like to hope the Snowflake's owner was wearing clothes.
I think they
clothes.
Were both dressed in white, or Snowflake was just white. But anyway, when I said, I'm not married, she said, aw, as if I was like a limp dog or something. Mm. And I was like, no, bitch. So went right off them then, but it's fine, I suppose. And then... So I drove back from Cork that night. I don't mind going to the gigs outside of Dublin, but sometimes if they're a bit far, you do feel fairly tired the next day. Like you feel a little bit hungover. And then what did I do on Sunday?
Easter,
yes. Went down to Margie and James's house. My mum, dad, you were working, chasing the Della Della as per usual. Might as well face it, you're addicted to work.
I was fasting on Sunday because they asked me Saturday off. So,
yes, for Saturday off.
Yeah.
What were you doing on Saturday that you needed it off?
Partying with my friends.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Where did you go?
Went to Workman's.
Now, you see, this is what I have a problem with. You went to Workman's.
Without you.
Well, without me, but you see... Workman's is where I would go. Well, not that I would go there, but I have been there. I've frequented the establishment. Mm. Like, you're kind of moving into my...
Your territory.
Yeah. Like, you're 18. You should be still going to teenage discos.
What, like Core?
What's Core?
Core was the disco back in the day.
I think you only went once, did you?
I went once. A grand total of one time.
And why
times.
Did you only... I actually never asked you at the time.
Grand total of one time.
Why did you only go once?
Because it was... They were horrible.
Wasn't enough drugs for you, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they were so tame. Like, only a few people had a bit... Like, only like one person would have like a nagging in their bag. And the
really?
Bouncer would probably take it off. And, no, that's obviously not why.
Was there loads of drinking?
Oh, like there was a fair bit, but like not major. But the reason that I stopped going was it was just loads of people being like, Would you meet my mate? Would you meet my mate? I'm like, no, sorry. And they're like, oh please, he's deaf. Oh come on, please, he really wants to. I'm like, no.
So that's the sell. That's the putting the hard sell. He's desperate.
Yeah, they were like, oh, he really wants to. I'm like, all right, great for him, but like, I'm grand.
Okay,
thanks.
So it was just a bit intense, wasn't it?
I think I went to two actually.
Oh, pop off. I only remember bringing it to one.
Disco crazy. Yeah, no, I went to two. I think I went to one in secondary school.
And were people playing like Beat the Slapper and stuff?
What's Beat the Slapper?
Oh my God. Okay, so Beat the Slapper is when you go to a teenage disco and you have a competition with your friends of who can meet the most people. You know what meet means, don't you?
Yeah.
Like... Kiss, French
yeah,
kiss,
yeah.
That's what Beat the Slapper is.
No,
that's what I heard.
That's what other people were telling you.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So I was going to ask you do you know
you
about it,
knew what,
if it was true or not?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never heard of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Never?
Never.
That must be true then. They must be trying to trick me then.
That's what they were trying to do. Remember, they were trying to trick you.
Oh,
they got you.
They got me good. Yeah, damn. No, that's not real. So anyway, you didn't go to Core. You went to Workman's.
I would have gotten in easier to Core than I would have gotten to Workman's.
So what happened? Were you giving them guff?
Yeah.
Were you giving them grief?
Obviously. Yeah. No, okay, we were all sober. Hadn't had a single drink. I don't drink. And none of my friends had drank anything. Like, we were stone cold sober. So
what friends were there?
Mary.
Yeah.
Catherine. And Wilma.
Okay, grand. Got yeah. it.
I don't know if they want their names used. That'll be their names for tonight. But Mary's godmother was DJing. So,
spinning the decks,
decking the spins.
Decking the spins, do people say that? And is she a real DJ or is she like a DJ?
She's in recruitment, apparently. That's like okay. The day job, but she like DJs on the side.
Because during the noughties, there was a period of time where
Everyone DJed. Oh, she was good as well. Like, I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh.
Well, like, I didn't have grand expectations going into the
okay,
match, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
But fair. Anyway, so we're queuing outside workmans and Mary goes up to the front and they're like, tickets please. And she's like, oh, we're on a list, like me, my whatever's DJing. And they're like, oh, there is no list. And she's like, no, like there is, like we're on it. Like step aside. Like, all right, this is a great start to the night. Like, and then like the next person in the queue, they're like, oh yeah, we're on the guest list or whatever. And they're like, oh yeah, sure. Let them in. Like straight away.
Oh, they didn't like the cut of your jib at all.
They didn't like the cut of our jib at all. I was wearing a lovely dress, but whatever. Yeah, they didn't like the cut of our jib at all. So then Mary. Don't mind that. Mary. Mary called her godmother and was like, hey, yeah. They're not letting us in. And she's like, oh, the guest list isn't until you get inside. Don't worry. And she's like, yeah, but like, we're not inside. Like, we're waiting outside in the cold right now. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll come out to you. So she comes out to us, talks to the bouncers, and they let us in and they look at our ID and the grumpy bar, like, bouncer is like, these are babies. And like, all of us are like, most of my friends are like nearly 20 and everyone in there is the same age as us.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, these look like babies. And I'm like, oh, okay. Pop off.
You see now, did they looked at your ID.
Mm.
So they saw your name.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You see now, this is where I feel like this could be my fault. Because I was barred.
I was barred. There you go.
I was barred. Now it was about, about 10 years ago. Okay.
They carry through them.
And it wasn't my fault. So I empathize with your bouncer situation. So what happened to me was, I've been back in there since, but under the...
Since being bought?
Yeah, but as a comedian.
The guise of comedian.
Stop, don't be, yeah, I'm wearing my comedy hat and they don't recognize me. Me and Shane, we went to Badass Cafe.
Date night.
It doesn't exist anymore. Badass Cafe, not the relationship scratch, right? So
that was the first and last date.
No, you see, I got it on, like, I got this Groupon thing where you could buy, I don't know, like, why I did this, but that you could buy a ticket
budget
and you
queen,
got...
Budget queen, that's why.
Because I'm what?
Budget queen.
Budget queen. Yeah. Nothing says romantic like Groupon, deal.
That could be the ad for Groupon. Nothing says romance like Groupon.
So, it was comedy and a meal and a drink and whatever. So we got to Badass Cafe and it wasn't a meal, right? It was like just a little bowl of wings.
Mm.
And of course, as you can imagine, Shane was none too happy about this.
He
doesn't like wings either. Yeah. So it was all scorpy, right? And we went upstairs to the comedy and the comedy was good. And this is now before I was doing... I'd done stand-up or whatever, and actually I remember saying we got chatting to this comedian after and I was saying to him, oh, I've always thought of like doing it, and he gave me a look like,
yeah,
you think you're ready, you can't do what I do. It's like, bitch, I did it. Okay, so anyway, but sure, how's he to know? Because when people say to me, I'm just like, yeah, okay, whatever. We're chatting to him outside and it's suddenly become I'm aware of it, that I'm on a bit of a go slow with the conversation. So they're chatting away and then I'm kind of like piping in going, what about apples? This kind of thing. So he says, let's go on to the workmen's.
Mm.
And we're like, yeah, cool. I mean, now when I think, like, why were me and Shane and this comedian going to the Workman's together? Is that odd?
Just like you, Shane, some other guy.
It's weird. So we went down, and it was the walk down. It was the walk down, Ella. Hammered.
Mm.
Hammered. The air hit me, hammered. And
that pesky air.
That pesky air, thank you. They wouldn't let me in.
Mm.
And I don't even remember any sort of fuss being like kicking off or whatever. And they were just like, "You're," because I, well, no, I think I did say something like that I hadn't been drinking in a very slurred voice.
Which that's kind of a lie, like a little
well,
bit.
Well, that sets them, that usually sets bouncers off in my, well, what I've heard from other people. So we were like, grand, see you later. So we went home, we got, me and Shane got a taxi. I don't know what happened to the other comedy fella.
He was in the taxi, which is.
And you know what? I've seen him since, and I don't think I've ever said this story to him. I actually gigged then very soon after that with in him. Badass Cafe with him, yeah. So, got home, or yeah, we're in the taxi, and, okay, right, what happened was, we're in the taxi, and I had to have a little puke from travel sickness.
I get travel sickness.
Yeah,
actually.
It was travel sickness. We used to live in the other house, where you had all your A mates. So we're going up that windy road. But I opened the door of the taxi to just do the little puke, because I'm...
You're a lady.
Yeah.
You're a lady, so a discreet little...
And even with the travel sickness, I was able to do that, you know what I mean? And then when he dropped us to the house, he started giving out that the... So this is my memory of it. He started giving out that the taxi... I pooked in the taxi.
Pooked?
I pooked in the taxi. And Shane's like, you haven't, it's grand. But I felt bad. So there was a whole thing where I went inside to get cloths to clean the taxi.
Mad Emma Buzz, yeah.
And then I... boil the kettle to get hot water and get some more supplies. And I'm not really sure. I think it was the travel sickness.
Yes.
And then I think there might have been a bit of vertigo then. And then Shane, I think maybe took me inside or whatever. But anyway, whatever happened, and it was a long time ago, the taxi driver drove off with my kettle.
Honestly, he kind of deserves it. He kind of deserves a little gift if you puked in the back of the
taxi. Yeah, well, first off,
like
I
a little,
didn't.
Like a little gift
there was
for
a little,
him.
No, little I didn't. There was a little splash on the door, and there's no use to him because he hasn't got the base of it.
That is true.
So, no. So I had to bring you.
Me.
You to Tesco with me the next morning to buy a kettle.
Why? What did you tell me? Why, what was the reason for buying a kettle? For like me, what did you tell
well,
me?
I think,
why did you tell me?
I think what was happening was I had to bring you. I was dropping you somewhere, and I now had to do this first as well. So, but anyway, getting back to the crux of the story, the Workman's bouncers kind of would need to lighten up a bit. With the door and name.
Yes.
It's been 10
it's
years.
It's been through the mud by now, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, not by me.
No, that was your travel sickness,
Thank you. It was my travel sickness and my vertigo.
Yeah, they just don't understand.
Yeah, so anyway, the Workman's, it's a little bit too close to like places that I'd be going. And if you secret boyfriends, you probably don't want to be going. You probably don't want to be under the Workman's. You could bump into me.
Where would you prefer that I go?
Stay at Core. Core.
No, if you said Core.
Core. Yeah, go to Core.
Yeah.
Go to Core or stay home.
Stay home. Just like in bed. Just have a sleep. Like.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sure, you're finished college now this week?
This week's my last week and I have exams until May.
Sorry, did you say then your mind's in your brother's for the summer? Is that what you said?
No. I said I have exams until May.
Oh, okay.
Exams.
Oh, right. Yeah.
College exams.
Oh, yeah. Well, your brother's there finished the end of the June. So that's that's like actually, college, it actually works out pretty well. Yeah.
College exams. So.
So when do they start?
Well, I have one tomorrow.
Oh. What are you doing the podcast for then?
I know. One girl left me bad. Make me do a podcast the day before an exam.
Sorry.
And then I have a German oral on Monday.
Nice.
Guten Tag, wie geht's?
Yeah. That's what I would have said.
Mm.
But you're not, you're, this is just like an extra bit. Like it was a choice thing to do a bit of German for a while.
Yeah, it still counts towards like your oh, yeah. GPA or whatever. But first your GPA doesn't count towards your final grade in your university degree.
Okay.
So you could get like a 2.0, but you get like a 4.0 in your final one, and they wouldn't interact with each other, interfere with each other.
Okay.
It still comes up on your final transcript, but it doesn't count towards your, like if you get like a 2.1 or whatever.
Okay. So. Well, I mean, I can, I'll help.
Oh, sorry. The table just moved there.
Oh, well, I'll help you as much as I can with the German. Like, I've never spoken German in my life.
I am going to be doing a little exam tomorrow from, it's an online exam.
Oh.
So if you could not blare the TikToks, that would be great.
Okay.
Just remember that from a few episodes back, guys, when she did that, yeah. Blare TikToks when I had my exam, my first college exam.
Lovely, yeah.
So, like, does this time maybe we don't?
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, I didn't do German. I did go to Germany, though.
Berlin?
No, I went to Bad Pyrmont.
Oh, yes, where your cousins are.
Where my cousins are. I went over there and I didn't pick up any German. I just got the old tschüss,
bis morgen.
And then I found as well, all in all, nice place, cool stuff in the shops, like since I was 14, so I'm going on what I thought then. But I did notice that, like, if you held a door open for somebody, they wouldn't say anything. I'm like, do you think I work here? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, there is the stereotype that Germans can be a little bit
rude. Well, they're not doing anything to work against it, put it that way.
But any Germans I've met have been really, really nice.
Right, so they're just being rude to me. Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying. Obviously, like, social etiquette might be slightly different, but they've always been nice in, like, conversation.
All right. Licking the whole of the German people, fair enough.
I've got a German oral on Monday.
Yeah, you do.
Need the help of the whole German nation.
So this week, you gave me a question to ask on...
Question box.
Instagram. Do you remember what it was?
Embarrassing mams. Can I use some of that?
Yeah. So it was whether it's about your mom or yourself as the mom. Mm. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, embarrassing wise, where would you say? Be honest. Where would I be? Do you think?
Like a solid 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
That's very high.
But like it's slightly above average. I think that's reasonable. No.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna read some of them.
Moving swiftly.
I'm gonna read some of them to you now, and you can give me your reactions.
My embarrassment rating.
Okay. My 3-year-old daughter saw a man with a beard in Tesco and roared, "Look at him. Mom, that's like your bum beard." So she's talking about her mom's pubes there looking like a man's beard. Embarrassing?
Well, like,
I think that is embarrassing, Ella. What's wrong with you? Like roared, so the man heard. The man, she basically said to the man, "Your beard looks like my mom's pubes." Embarrassing, Ella. Well, I mean, I don't know. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I know it is embarrassing. Yeah.
No, yeah, kids are good at shouting stuff at strangers.
Did I ever shout things at strangers?
No, you didn't shout things at strangers. But I tell you one thing, you did. That reminds me a little bit of that is that when you had the old delayed speech, part of that process of whatever is you went to a child psychologist and it was basically just to rule out that there was anything else going on, that it was just speech. And she'd show you all these pictures and say, what's this for? What's that for? And da 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 da. You know, she'd show you a picture of a cup and you'd say, oh, drink out of that in whatever way you said it. And, you know, tick, 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 tick. And then on one of them, she showed you a bottle and she said, oh, what could you put in that? And you said, wine for my mom. And I was you actually did. But I was like, fuck's sake, I wasn't even drinking wine. Like, you wouldn't have seen me drinking at that age. This is like we're living in Mary Jean James's.
Always so on the like, wind up, I'm trying.
But you said it just like real. I was like, for fuck's sake. Sitting there like, anyway. Yeah, so just saying stuff to people. Someone says here, my mom bought me a printer for my Santi present because she needed one. The following year, I got a razor and a sitting room lamp. I was 17.
That's pretty shit, isn't it?
Now, I feel like I've tried not to give you shit presents like that. I've given you, as you've gotten older, mostly cash. I wouldn't have given you a sitting room lamp.
I don't care anymore.
Well, we ask you for so long what you want. You're like, I don't know. I don't know what I want.
That's a really good impression of me.
It is. I've gotten a few crap presents. I don't want to be ungrateful. Hashtag
I don't
blessed.
Want to be ungrateful. I've had some shit presents in my time.
No, but I got, I remember, from Margie, it was either my 18th or my 21st, I got a full length mirror for my birthday. Do you know like the mirror, you know the, sorry, not do you know like, you know the mirror in my bedroom?
Mm, the mirror that I come in and use because it's
You got sorry, use
full length mirror.
I know. So I got that for a birthday. And like, it's a nice mirror, but like, where's the present? Like, where's the present?
Or maybe she was trying to be like, oh, the present is you, your reflection, you know, because you look, because you're so great.
No, definitely. Well, and you see, she was really, Margie was really good at presents because for ages when I was growing up, she'd get me a whole load of little presents and wrap them up individually.
Oh, you should do that.
So I like loved opening them all up.
Yeah, she did that to me over the years. It was really fun.
Yeah, I like that. Right, someone. Oh, okay, now this is. We're getting a bit dirtier now. We're getting a bit dirtier, Eloa. Just, do you understand?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I'm all up with the goss of the old now.
My 72-year-old mom walked around boobs with a vibrator. Boots. With a vibrator, thinking it was an epilator, asking what batteries it would need. She will literally murder me. Laughy emoji face.
It's so sad that person's dead now, isn't it?
Oh, that person who, yeah. I won't say gender. Yes, that person who sent that message
is gone now.
Oh, pop off.
Pop off notifications for Emma.
Oh, vibrator. Sorry, that's a delayed reaction. There's another one here about there was a lot of vibrator ones.
Dirty.
My mom made me and two of my friends come into her bedroom to investigate this noise she was hearing all morning. One of my friends tracked it down to her drawer and pulled it open, and it was an aluminous pink vibrator vibrating away like a feckin' mad joke. Well, at least nothing like that's ever happened to you.
You said that very unsure. But that like too overly confident. At least nothing like that has ever happened to you.
Well, you see now, when I put up this question box and I was getting a lot of vibrator ones, I was like, oh fuck, because you did find a vibrator.
What age was it?
Do you not remember this?
No.
Oh my god.
I mean, yes, I am still scarred. I still
so
think about
bad.
It.
I don't know whether I should tell you now or you should just wait until you're in therapy and you do some hypno something and it comes out. So bad, Ella. It's really bad. So you came into the sitting room and you're about six.
Okay.
And I could hear a noise like buzzing, but I was like, you know, didn't think anything of it. and you came in with a pink rabbit vibrator.
Mm.
And you said, where did this come from? All excited. You were swinging it around like you were a majorette. And I was just like, panic stations. I was like, oh, it must be the girls who used to live here in the house. I'll have to like post it back to them. And I was like, oh God, she's not going to believe that. And you were like, oh, okay. And you believed it. I was like, oh, thank God. So like in your little mind, you thought that the girls that used to live in the house before we moved in had crept into the house in the middle of the night and hid one of their own vibrators under my pillow. I was like, I hope she doesn't think about this any further. But yeah, I can gift it to you for your 21st if you want. Would that be?
But did you not send it back to the girls who used to live there? Like, what do you mean, Emma?
It's like the dog who went to live on the farm, isn't it? It's like, yeah.
Didn't you? Yeah, you sent it back to them. So how could you gift it to me for your 21st?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, another one, I suppose. I was thinking for, you know, the way we're going to have a joint 21st and 40th.
Mm, it's going to be great.
In
the workmen's?
In the workmen's, yeah.
We should. They let us in.
They let us in. And I think we should do it, though.
I think we should.
I think your friends would be fine. I think my friends would be the people that would be...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
A little bit scoopied. A little bit scooped. Like, they'd be fine. They'd be well behaved, but they'd be... They'd be giving your friends a run for their money, wouldn't they? Oh, Jesus. I'm so glad you didn't remember that.
Well, now I do.
It hasn't come back to you, has it?
No.
No. God, I've laid an absolute fucking blinder then. Oh, well, here's one. Hang on. Now, listen to this, and this is a lot worse than mine. When my daughter was 3, she came down the stairs. We had family visiting with my rampant rabbit. She wanted to give everyone a back massage with my massager. It was on full whack. Jesus Christ. Oh, now, hang on. I can't. This one I can't relate to at all. And I don't think you'll relate to it. But whenever my mom gets too drunk, it's never the amount of alcohol she's drank. It's the time. You've never heard me say anything about that like that, have you?
No.
No. I've never been.
No.
I've never actually been drunk, so.
No.
I think, yeah.
Not at all.
Can't relate
never.
To that one.
No. You usually just get travel sickness.
Yeah. And the vertigo, yeah.
It's unfortunate for you.
Mm.
Never getting to really enjoy the night because.
The travel sickness. Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. Here's another one for you now. Their mom made me a special meal to celebrate getting my period.
What was the meal?
I don't know what the meal was.
Like black pudding?
I don't know. I don't know what the meal was. Made me a special meal to celebrate getting my period. And then it has like the little monkey emoji with the hiding the eyes.
I love a good special meal though. In fairness. Like.
I think, but I understand what that person's, I was going to say that person's obviously female.
Well.
Oh yeah, true. Well, they're a female at the time anyway, we know that much. I would have been like mortified by that now.
Mm.
Like, I'm sure, well, obviously, my dad, James, knew. But as far as I was concerned, he didn't know anything. And that was happy out for me. Like, I didn't make you a special meal for your period.
No, and I'm still salty about it. I'm still waiting for my special meal and it still hasn't come yet.
For your special period meal.
For my special period meal.
Yeah, so okay.
I'll give you a call.
Someone said here, that time my mom went into Zerup.
And Zerup?
Yeah, it was a shoe shop back in the day.
Okay.
It was.
I believe, yeah.
And asked the shop assistant for hooker boots for me. Hooker boots. So hooker boots were like all the rage.
What is like thigh-high?
Oh, well, no, they wouldn't even be thigh-high. They'd be like knee-high boots.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah. But obviously, we just all called them hooker boots. They were knee-high boots. And our mom went in looking for hooker boots. Scarlow. Oh, now this is one I wanted to ask you as well.
Oh.
And then I'll leave it at that. And thank you to everyone who sent, who answered my question box, me and Ella's question box, really, really do appreciate it.
Question box.
There was loads of good ones there. Somebody said, away in Portugal with all the family, aunts, uncles and cousins, my mum insisted on wearing a denim mini skirt out to dinner. I was 12, so then insisted on walking on the other side of the road to her. I still can picture it and I'm still embarrassed. Now, I've been known to wear a mini skirt.
I don't think I've ever seen you in a mini skirt.
Well, you haven't looked. I've worn a mini skirt. Well, a mini skirt is a skirt over your knees.
Oh. Okay, then I have seen you in a mini skirt.
No, I haven't had a skirt like arse popping out. I'm not talking like mini.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what I assume. But have I ever worn something that's embarrassed you?
No, obviously not.
What is that all about? Are you messing now, or is there something?
What's what all about?
Was there something I wore that embarrassed you?
That's what all about. No, not. No, not like embarrassed, but there's some of your outfit choices that I go, oh.
Like what?
Okay. Like your curtain jacket.
What curtain jacket are you talking about?
The like brown curtain jacket that you wear with your like weird Russian hat.
My jacket with the fur.
Yeah, your curtain jacket.
Ella, that's vintage.
Maybe it's vintage for a reason.
Oh, that's like my favorite. That's like my favorite jacket.
I know you pull it. You pull it off. Just no. I wouldn't personally wear it. It's not embarrassment per se. It's more just like.
So you just when I wear it, you just go, oh,
yeah.
But you wouldn't be embarrassed to be like seen with me wearing it.
No. No, I wouldn't. No, any mess.
You sure? I could wear it if. When me and you go to the workman's, I could wear it.
Well,
could I?
Good luck wearing that on the workman's. You'd bloody faint. But
do you know what I went? I'll tell you something about that jacket. I went out before with, can't remember where we went, but I know Grania McKeever was there, and we were dancing, and we were dancing, and we had our coats over to the side, and somebody tried to rob it. And I had to go over and like start in it because no one else had that jacket. So she was hardly going to get it. She said, oh, I'm sorry, I thought it was mine. I was like, yeah, right. Nearly got kicked out, but we didn't. So
not barred from that place.
No, wherever that, but I can't remember where it was.
Yeah. No, nothing you wear embarrasses me. I'm not very easily embarrassed, I don't think.
You're not, though, in fairness.
I wouldn't want to be. What?
Sorry, what? Okay, last one. Asked my six-year-old to get a nappy for her brother. Had a few people in the house. She got me a pad.
Ah, easy mistake. I think that that's what your pads were for.
Nappies?
Yes, I thought that you had like, you might do a little whittle sometimes.
Oh, sorry. What?
When I was younger, I thought that like you just put them on because you had a little accident sometimes.
So was this before you had brothers? Well, it obviously was. You were obviously young.
Yeah, it was when I was younger. I thought that you were like
small.
Yeah, I thought you used them because.
So you thought I was doing whittles in my pants?
Yeah, and because of the ads as well.
Well, I suppose. I thought it was
people doing. Like, I thought that was like.
Peas in their pants.
I was like, oh, she just has a little whittle sometimes.
I suppose I can understand because they do the weird blue liquid. Yeah, they don't really do it now. But it used to be very similar to nappy ads.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And did you feel bad for me whittling in my pants?
I always thought it was a bit weird that like.
Are we embarrassed about that?
Not embarrassed, but I was always like, oh, that's kind of weird that she like wets herself.
I don't know what I thought they were. I have no idea. Like when they were mine, I obviously knew what they were, but I mean when they were my own mother's. I don't know. I haven't a clue. don't know. Poor little Ella.
Yeah.
Poor little Ella's little baby brain.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to double check before, but I think, yes. I just picked out a few because you can't. Oh, well, hang on. One last one.
No, okay.
This just, I want to see what, is this something that you experienced? Whole football match called off because I gave the ref a box for calling my son a bollocks. I think, in fairness, the ref shouldn't have been calling her son a bollocks.
No, but you shouldn't have assaulted the referee.
I see, it's very Will Smith now, isn't it? Isn't it? It's very Chris Rock and Will Smith, isn't it?
It is. It defo is, yeah.
But, well, you see, you didn't play football, so I never went to any team sports.
No.
You did gymnastics.
Mm.
I'm hardly going to be shouting from the sidelines for that.
No.
You did horse riding.
Yeah.
And the only person shouting was your instructor going, ride him like he's stolen.
Get back on that horse.
God. She was good, though. I liked her. But, yeah. But I
boot him.
Boot him. Yeah, that was another one. Boot him. Boot him.
No horses were harmed in the... No. In the,
but yeah, you didn't really do... Did you do any team sports?
No.
No.
Hate people and teamwork. Lone Ranger.
That's you, yeah. Lone Ranger.
No, like I played hockey. But...
Oh, yeah. But I don't remember going... Why didn't that I go? Oh, well, you were in the school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the matches were during school time in other schools, so.
Yeah, like it's not like mom's.
And you weren't
being...
ours, like. So.
Sorry, no, it's not that I, no one's mom's goes, no one's mom's no. or my dad's goes to any of those.
No.
Did you go off to the fancy schools where they gave you like nice stuff?
They never gave us nice stuff. We went to nice schools. They gave us anything. They gave you stuff.
We went to one of the fancy schools and they gave, I remember. So we were always told to have orange slices for the other team.
Oh, we did none of this shit.
Yeah, we had to get orange slices for, like oranges and cut them up. I don't know why I'm saying orange slices and offer them to the other team. And this is what we were told to do. And we would never get this, never get this. And we were like getting sick of it. We'd be going to all these mad posh schools. And then we went to one posh school and they gave us...
You would give them oranges, they'd give you nothing like.
They give us nothing.
Yeah.
It's meant to be some like hoishy-toishy. And that's the reason they played hockey, because they wanted
to... They wanted the oranges.
No, the school that we both went to, the reason that why they did hockey was because they wanted to try to be in with the hoishy-toishy schools, because it is mostly hoishy-toishy schools. Not all, but mostly. Went to one posho, dead posho school, like... down a big huge driveway to get into the place, like gorgeous. They gave us a can and a bar.
Ooh.
We were like, now we're living. But that was about the highlight of the old hockey. What position were you?
Like midfield.
Oh, I was left back. Margie was left back as well, that's why I asked. She played hockey when she was younger.
Yeah. We didn't really, our team wasn't very defined, some might say.
Okay, so shit.
It was shit, yeah.
Fair enough. Right, I'm going to let you go off now because we did have to actually record this episode twice, so.
No. This is the first time.
Is this?
I'm recording it, yep.
Are you sure about that?
One hit wonder, that's what we are.
Well, listen, thanks for doing it again. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too.
I appreciate you keeping the family tradition, the workman's going.
Obviously. I haven't got barred yet, but time will tell.
Time will tell. And thank you, the listener, for listening. We also appreciate it.
Subscribe.
Sorry, could you say that properly?
Wait, subscribe.
So, sorry, what Ella's trying to say there, she's...
Or S.
Rate, review and subscribe if you get a chance, if you have time, it'd be much appreciated.
No excuses. Subscribe.
Getting all the attitude in there. And we'll chat to you next week. Many thanks.
One recording next week. Mark my words.
Mark my words.
Mark my words.
Just say bye.
Bye.